This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free and join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. So feel free to Skype in and join us there. Skype username lrn.fm. Should you wish to contribute your thoughts, your opinions, your ideas, news you want to discuss, whatever is on your mind. Dean, Johnny, Ray, and Mark in the studio tonight, as is typical for our Sunday edition. Now, what's not typical is the monster hurricane that has been pounding southwest Florida over the last 24-plus hours. People down there, it's weakening at this point, so as it's, I guess it's still kind of skirting the coast. What, around Naples or something like that?
It's up in the state. It's on the land.
It's on land now?
Yeah, it's on land. And it it basically hit at Marco Island or Goodland, depending on your...
That's what, southwest Florida?
Your socioeconomic strata. Yeah, it's right there.
So last night we talked a lot about the outrageous story about Miami police threatening homeless people with forced incarceration or a forced mental health evaluation, which means they would put you in a cell for 72 hours locked down until they can determine whether or not you are able to take care of yourself if you, for instance, refuse to go into a shelter. But apparently, according to freerangekids.com, not everybody was allowed to go into those shelters. Story from Steve Yoder, a potentially catastrophic storm, which, you know, this was written a couple days ago, or yesterday, I guess. And then apparently Sheriff Grady Judd from Polk County has issued a warning.
Some of the best stories in Florida come out of Polk County.
Quote, if you go to a shelter for Irma, be advised, sworn law enforcement officers will be at every shelter checking IDs. Sex offenders / predators will not be allowed.
Oh, that's right. As a sex offender, you cannot just go to a shelter because God knows something may happen. You may go bananas there.
So I thought that was interesting. Now, obviously, Polk County, not the same as, Broward? Isn't that where Miami is?
Yeah, Polk County's not the same as Broward. You're right.
Polk
County's not the same as any other county in Florida. That's right.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever even been to Polk County. What's there? The strawberry fields? Is that pretty much...
Have you been to Orlando?
Yeah. Is that in Polk County?
Well, no, but you had to pass through it to get there.
Okay.
I-4
is, all right.
Largely sits in Polk County.
Gotcha. Well,
that's
what, like, the Gatorland thing is or something like that?
It's a popular... I mean, it's a thoroughfare. I mean, at this point, yeah. It is populated. Mm-hmm. And it's like somebody took a redneck girl, dressed her up at this point. Yeah.
So I just thought it was an interesting juxtaposition that on one hand, you've got one sheriff saying... you either get into our shelters, homeless people, or else we're going to force you into some sort of psychiatric treatment. Or if you're apparently homeless and a sex offender, well, you can't go into the shelter. So good luck.
Yeah.
The quote here, you might just think now that would be a good time for a top cop to put all hands on deck to rescue people who need help. Instead, some portion of Judd's force will be standing at county shelters to turn away those on the state's sex offender registry.
No, so the...
not to mention arresting people with warrants. That was happening, too.
Sheriff deputies should not be out in the worst of the weather. You've been given your warnings. You've been told, you know, this is bad weather. You've been told to evacuate.
Should the Weather Channel people be arrested, too? Because they are out there in the worst of the worst. I mean, that's got to be crazy, right?
Well, this is one of these interesting things. People who are in broadcast have a pass. Mm. So I'm allowed to be on the roads during a blizzard here in New Hampshire.
Is that right?
Praying from my house to here. Yeah. I mean, that's the rule. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's important by somebody's estimation of what important is that... I get to work. Now,
so basically all the homeless guy needs to say is he works for the radio station.
I suppose. He's going to have to prove it to somebody.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, I've
when seen, have we ever I've had any DJ, kind of
I've seen
station
DJs
ID
that look like that?
Huh? When have we DJs. Ever had a station ID?
What?
Some kind of pass.
I have one for Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah?
A card, yeah.
Huh.
It's nice. You should carry
a
one.
A business card, you mean?
Nope.
Well, what is it then?
Let me get it for you, buddy.
What is it, a press pass?
Yeah, it's a press pass.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Was that the one that Sam made you years ago?
It's great. I think
it's expired by now.
Yeah, whatever. It all it has
yeah,
to
that's
do is
long
say,
since expired.
Say press on it real big,
right.
And it has a picture, and that's all you need.
Yeah, except it said expired 5 years ago. Yeah, sorry, bro. You're going to have to go to the shelter. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Back to the story here from Free Range Kids. It says here, a rule like that would sound inhumane even if we had evidence that kids are more at risk in evacuation shelters. But the sheriff, and again, why would anybody think that you're around hundreds of people, presumably, in an evacuation shelter? I mean, if somebody were to do something untoward...
Yeah, raising an alarm would not be difficult.
Yeah, it's not going to go very far. I don't think you're going to find much private space in an evacuation shelter. But the sheriff
does... The Superdome in
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Was it Houston? Didn't they take people from New Orleans and put it into... Was the Superdome in New Orleans? I don't know where
yes.
that is. Because I remember they took people to, like, Texas, didn't they, after Hurricane Katrina? Wasn't there some sort of big storage place
there?
Yeah,
but that's not where the Superdome is.
No? Okay. What happened
Superdome
to the Superdome?
Was for people who didn't evacuate.
There were a lot of sexual assaults alleged.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Pooping in the corner.
Effluence of all kinds. But it's a concern when you cram people in and you've got, I mean, how many sheriffs or more social workers do they have there? And it's chaotic. That's a legitimate concern.
A comprehensive 2007 paper on sexual assaults during storms noted that, quote, there is relatively scant data on the vulnerability of evacuees of hurricanes or other disasters to sexual assaults in the United States, unquote. Worse, the group, the sheriff...
Scant data doesn't mean that it happens often or doesn't happen often.
It just means there's scant data.
We just don't know.
Worse,
and I can see why people are, I mean, people are pent up in a particular, in a room or whatever. I would think that violence would be more likely. You know, the smaller the area that you keep animals in, the more likely you're going to have a
They're going to lash out. Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't think the sexual assault would be the biggest thing, but kids are annoying. Maybe somebody's going to smack one. I don't know.
Worse, the group the sheriff is exiling, quote, sexual predators, unquote, is a hopeless melange, encompassing even teen sexters. While much of the public believes that anyone on the registry is an insatiable predator,
that's what they believe, yes.
Study after study has shown that 95% of them will not offend again. An op-ed this January in the Gainesville Sun by a therapist who's worked with ex-offenders for 20 years explains it best. Quote, in Florida, the definition of adult and child is a moving target. In terms of victims, anyone under the age of 18 is considered to be a child, unlike 40 other states where the age of consent is lower. Florida's age of consent is 18. When it comes to offenders, children as young as 14 who may have experimented with neighborhood kids can and regularly are convicted of sexual offenses as adults. Since their victims are almost always younger, they are considered especially dangerous as they have targeted such young victims.
One of them has to be younger between the two. If there are two young people who are experimenting sexually, one of them necessarily has to be younger than the other.
They are considered especially dangerous as they have targeted such young victims and are thus labeled sexual predators.
I would also point out that the state of Florida has no problem incarcerating people as young as 12 years old.
As an adult.
I mean, they're, you know, a youthful offender, which is a subcategory of adult. I mean, how can they, on one hand, say that a 12-year-old can't consent, but on the other hand, say that they're responsible? It's a really strange thing that they do.
She gives some examples from her caseload. Quote, an 18-year-old high school student had sex with a 16-year-old from school. He's convicted of a sex crime against a child. Must drop out as he cannot now be around children.
Yeah.
And his hopes of joining the military after graduation are dashed. Instead, he's labeled a sexual predator for his entire life. Had he done this in Georgia, where the age of consent is 16, no crime would have been committed. A 22-year-old man meets someone in a chat room who claims to be 20 and posts a stock photo of a woman roughly that age. The conversation turns sexual, and they exchange photos of their genitals. Her parents discover the photos and call the police. He is arrested and convicted of sending material harmful to a child and labeled a child sexual predator. She was 14 years old, though he had no way of knowing this.
Yeah.
There's more. Coming up here, you can share your thoughts. 855-450 free like freedom. Coming up, the Equifax hack. We got to get into that. It's free talk.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite. Is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And it's the live Sunday edition of the show. What do you hear tonight? You've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Still to come, I've had this in my show prep for a couple of days, and with all the hurricane coverage, we just haven't had a chance to get to it yet. But the Equifax hack. This is pretty big tech news that could involve your private, or what you thought was private data.
Right. You don't even
yourself.
Have a choice as to whether or not you participate in something
nope,
like this.
You don't. We'll get into it coming up here in moments. Again, toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here. We were talking about the other news. Last night we talked about the people who were being forced into hurricane shelters, that is homeless folks in Miami. Well, apparently in Polk County, the sheriff there has issued a notice saying that if you are a sex offender, then you're not allowed in the shelters at all.
Well, they have a shelter for you. It's the county jail.
The county jail.
Yeah.
You think they're going to let you check into the county jail if you don't actually, you know, you're not wanted for something?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Really?
Yes. They have cells for them.
Wow.
And they're not in population. You can't bring in a big old bag of weed or something.
Jeez.
But, yes, you have, you go sit in the cells. I'll bet you they close the doors, too.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that part about it because all they were reporting on here was just the sheriff in Polk County just tweeting out. So obviously 140 characters, he didn't get any detail in there about
it. They're doing this, as I understand it, in more than one place. Huh. I mean, that's not terribly uncommon. In Florida, essentially, that's what they have to do because the sex offender could not legally go to a shelter. Now, most places probably aren't going to check because...
Oh, they're checking.
Well, I said most places.
Yeah.
This is Polk County.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Well, I've heard they're checking at a variety of these places in Florida because they want to find people with warrants.
I wouldn't check a single one. I wouldn't trust a single one of these people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, being from Manatee County, I got a little something to say about Polk County, I guess.
Are they right next door to one another?
Yeah, not too far. We played those rednecks in football.
So back to the story here from freerangekids.com. You've got Lenore Scanese, and she's pointing out that, you know, a lot of these people who are considered to be sex offenders or so-called sexual predators in the state of Florida include a bevy of individuals who... Sorry, they're not predators. They're just people who got caught up in circumstances that led them to being charged with things like statutory rape when, as they point out here in one story, 22-year-old man met someone in a chat room who claimed to be 20, posted a stock photo, so somebody else's picture,
right,
of some woman who was not the person that he was talking to. He exchanged photos later of their genitals. When the conversation turned sexual, he sent him a real genital picture. Don't know about the reverse, but mom found the picture. Guess what? She called the cops.
Even
now,
if it wasn't real, I imagine sending
a picture
that you got off the internet to
right.
a person who's underage.
Right.
This is something.
The crime was sending material harmful to a child.
This is something that likely would have been beaten in trial. However,
why?
Because
she lied?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you have to get a jury to say, oh, yeah, that's fair. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, rings of unfairness. The problem is that, you know, this man was likely offered probation if he would just sign a guilty plea
mm-hmm.
and end up on the registry for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life. And that's the difficulty here, is that we don't have a judicial system anymore. We just have a plea bargaining system. I mean, your chances of ever ending up at trial are very, very slim. And it's not like they're ready to give out, bonds to people who are sex offenders. Can you afford it? Can you afford the attorney to keep fighting? You know, these are the things...
Most people can.
These are the things that people keep asking themselves. And in a lot of cases, the answer... In 99-point-something% of the cases, the answer is no.
One more example from the lady here that they interviewed who has a bunch of cases that she's worked with. She's worked with ex-offenders for 20 years. She says that study after study have shown 95% won't offend again, but yet they're still treated as though they're the dregs of society.
Right, and that's the other thing that needs to be brought up here. Not only does Florida have a crappy system where they're taking yep. people who are tinkling out behind a building or something, calling them sex offenders and people, you know, a whole variety of stuff, because that's not what people think of when they hear the term sex offender.
No.
Second thing is, I mean, the reason people believe we have a registry, the reason people want a registry is they believe strongly that sex offenders are likely to reoffend. And I believed this until I began looking into the numbers. And, you know, there are very few crimes that that are less likely to reoffend than a sex offender. Mm-hmm. I can tell you one of them is a murderer. That's the least likely to reoffend. Probably because a good portion of them spend the rest of their lives in prison, mm-hmm. would be my guess. But you know, sex offenders, the ones that can't be cured, they're getting long sentences in many cases. So, you know,
I'm not sure
that we're achieving what we're attempting to achieve here.
A 23-year-old, and these are real-life examples from this lady's experience. A 23-year-old man goes to a dance club and picks up a woman at the bar. She goes home with him, and they have sex. 3 weeks later, he's arrested on a child sexual battery charge. The woman was 17, and guess what? She used a fake ID to get into the bar. So you think you're safe, right? You're going into a bar. Woman having a drink there at the bar. Bartender must have checked her ID, right? Like, that's safe territory. You can go there. Well, no, apparently you get to go to prison, because when she bragged about her sexual encounter with her school friends, she was overheard by a teacher who was mandated by the state to report the crime. That man is now convicted and labeled a sexual predator. She continues, she says, quote, I don't mean to imply there are not true child victims, children sexually exploited by unscrupulous men, nor do I want to minimize the harm done to children by, say, a trusted adult, such as a stepfather. Children are profoundly harmed by such activity. But when the term sexual predator applies alike to young men with consenting partners, as it does for pedophiles, the term is, in effect, meaningless.
Yeah, and so I think that most Americans can agree that if a 18-year-old and a 17-year-old have sex, that no crime has been committed here, and that there should be, at the very least, look, I think that you know, that the age of consent laws are a real problem here in America, but at the very least there should be sort of a window, you know, with the sort of ages, these ages are acceptable. Should a 19-year-old that has sex, you know, that would have been an upperclassman, you know, somebody who was a senior who then graduates and then has, you know, perhaps retains his girlfriend or her girlfriend, I don't know what the answer is, who was a junior at the time, you know, this span of time could certainly be the case. I just don't think that it's worth throwing people in jail over this span of time. In the case of in a case where duplicitousness has been involved, where the young person has lied about their age, mm-hmm. and it is demonstrable that they've lied about their age, I mean, at the very least, that should be taken into... I mean, should we be charging somebody in that circumstance? It's ridiculous.
I say no. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll do that coming up here in a moment. And then we'll talk about Equifax and how it is that not only is their security breach a complete disaster, according to TechDirt.com, it will almost certainly get worse, is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Again, your private information may have been caught up in this. Over 143 million people were affected. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the Hurricane Irma situation on the ground and the various different, you know, insane government policies that we've been talking about surrounding that, or the Equifax major data breach that happened not this week. Apparently it happened earlier this summer. We'll tell you about that coming up in moments. You can also share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
You've probably been told you're supposed to get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Well, what if I told you that now there's going to be more and more research that's showing that you really need 10 servings a day? There's only like 1% of the population that's pulling that off. What do you get for accomplishing this feat? Protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. These are all worthy goals, right? Well, I have been getting my 10 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. But I've been cheating. I've been using Fruit and Veggie Total from the makers of Whole Food Multi Complete, and you can too. You can join me on this quest to feel better, lose weight, live longer, and just improve your diet generally. Now, it's just so much easier than trying to consume all those fruits and vegetables. You should. You need the fiber in your diet, there's no doubt, but that's a lot of servings. Give it a shot tomorrow. But please, also go to simplifymysupplements.com now. Buy fruit and veggie total. Use coupon code FTL. You can save 10%. They'll give you a free shaker bottle. Now, this is by no means a low-cost endeavor, but when you sort of rack it out to there's something like 5 servings per scoop, it gets a lot less costly per you can't buy fruits and vegetables for that kind of serving size. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
It's Ian Johnny Rainmark in the studio here tonight. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, the online prank that actually resulted in one Florida sheriff issuing a warning to folks, letting folks know that it's a bad idea to shoot at the hurricane.
Oh, God.
Let's go to... Only in Florida, right? Let's go to
Probably
Scott.
Probably not only in Florida.
In Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. I believe this is Scott the Bigot. Go ahead.
Yes, good. The one and only. Good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Go ahead. Johnny Ray's also here, although he's been...
Johnny Ray. And good evening to you, too, Johnny Ray. Tomorrow marks the 16th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and I'd like to run by your listeners and yourselves two major conspiracy theories. The first
sure.
one is
never heard these before. Go ahead.
The first one is the Zionists must have known in advance that the September 11th attacks were impending, but refused to share the information with the United States in order to solve disputes and troubles throughout the world.
So now, why would the Zionists have known about these attacks? Are you saying that the attacks were the handiwork of Jewish people?
What I'm saying is that they knew that these attacks were going to happen by these Islamic terrorists, but they withheld information from the United States.
But why would they have known that? I mean, why are they all powerful, all seeing?
So the United States would get dragged into the Middle East.
No, we know why they would be. We know why they would want to do it, according to the conspiracy theory. What we want to know is, why would they know? What is the proposition that the Israelis knew, but the American government didn't, or any other government, the British didn't? Why is it the Israelis knew?
The Israelis knew because the Mossad is ingenious. Probably in many ways is even more capable than the CIA, and they have all kinds of devious ways of getting information, and they've been doing it for years.
So pure speculation. Okay, this is total conspiracy theory, total speculation.
The second one is the conspiratorial theory that the Mossad, Israel's intelligence service, was behind the Twin Tower attacks that gained widespread credence throughout the Islamic world after September 11th. According to this anti-Zionist conspiracy theory, 4,000 Israelis and Jews working in the World Trade Center had been ordered by the Mossad not to show up for work on September 11th.
And I think that would be pretty easy to prove.
Debunk.
Now, it's just because a bunch of people believe it doesn't make it true.
But what you can believe in is this, that the Zionists, meaning the Zionists and the Jews in general, wield enormous power in the United States. And when I mean the Jews, I'm referring to the Jewish lobby, specifically AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, that has a stranglehold on American foreign policy. We're joined to the hip with Israel because of AIPAC. And if you're wondering what does AIPAC do, say you're a congressman and a senator, you want to run for office. If you get on a platform and say, if you elect me, I promise I'll vote against Israel. I promise I'll stop all Jewish influence in the United States. They will run you out on a rail so fast it'll make your head spin. You'll never win. You'll lose. You'll be blackballed. That's the power that they wield in the United States, and it's not right.
I mean, they're a lobby, and I would agree that they hold a great deal of power.
The only thing I would agree with is that foreign aid to all countries needs to be stopped, not just Israel.
I agree.
Every other country in the world. And, the federal government, there are a lot of people who are in search of power. See, this is your whole theory. It breaks down on the idea that it's just this one group that is in control of everything. It's just absolutely absurd. Of course there are Jewish people who want to control others, just as there are Christians who want to control others, just as there are atheists who want to control others, and they will do whatever it takes, these people who desire power, and you know, they'll do anything. They'll put any amount of money and risk on the line in order to achieve that power if they believe that they can. So the idea that just because
thing,
they're
though,
Jewish...
Yes, there are influential Christians. There are influential Muslims. But there's a difference. No group controls the kind of power, wields the kind of economic, social, political power across the board as that international Jews does, and international Jewry. No one does it, Ian. No
Are
one
you
does
just
it.
Jealous
control,
or something? Is that what this
that
is about? You wish you were in that position so you could wield power over people? Is that the deal?
No, the deal is this, that the United States has a right to make to have its own destiny.
The United States doesn't have rights. It's not a thing. It doesn't exist. It's just an idea. An idea can't have a right. Only people have rights. Only individuals have rights.
Let me give you an example of this Jewish power that you think that I'm a paranoid schizophrenic.
Oh, I've heard it all before. They own the banks. They own the finances.
What about the World Bank? What about the Federal Reserve Board? The Federal Reserve is a Jewish institution.
No, it's not. There were
non-Jews
involved in its founding. I mean, all you have to do is go back and look at history. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
J.P. Morgan. Chase. Yeah. Don't sound like Jewish names to me.
No, I think there's something to what Scott is saying.
What part?
About Israel wielding inordinate influence over the U.S. government.
That may be true.
Yeah, you
agreed to that.
Yeah.
No, you agreed.
I won't argue that particular point. I think that Israel has too much influence in the United States, and I think that both parties, for the reasons that they have, decide to support Israel for sort of different reasons. The Republicans, they have this column of the moral majority types who want Israel to stay intact because that's part of sort of creating the end times.
It's some sort of religious thing.
Yeah, that's what I think that going back to Balfour. First of all, I'd like to say I don't know anything about the Middle East, but I've had this theory that going back to the Balfour Declaration, which I understand created the modern state of Israel, the Western Protestants have felt like the power of Jerusalem would be the greatest power they could wield. You know, the power... All of the West was Christian, basically, and the center of Christian power... arguably, in Rome? One way, is Jerusalem.
Well, I mean, you know, that would be the holy city, right?
Yeah, the holiest city.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all this comes from. It's an idea that doesn't quite make as much sense now because religion and Christianity is not as important to Americans as it once was. But I think that there were theorists, world geopolitical theorists, who thought this was a slam dunk a long time ago, and we're just living with the world built on those theories and suppositions.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and, you know, old government policies do tend to have a lot of staying power.
Sure.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people, exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything that you want. We've been talking mostly about hurricane-related stuff, but, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And also, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. It's their daily dispatch is also available to you. It's their best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to your phone calls, your thoughts. David is in New Mexico listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts.
I got my own point, but your last caller had some points that are, if you just look at the facts that are available, kind of there's some point to it. But anyway, corruption in government, and if in the future people have any similar stories, I'd be interested in hearing them on your program. What government does to obstruct you, one of the things that I've run into lately, I discovered a lawyer taking money from the taxpayers by signing up to get a paycheck for work that he didn't do. And so I began investigating that under from a whistleblower point of view. And I was dealing with the court system here, trying to get that information, in this case the administrative office of the courts in the state of New Mexico. And when I started asking questions over the phone from, there were three different individuals involved that I needed to get information from, And when I started asking questions that was going that direction, as far as they could tell that I was investigating, you know, where some money was going, mm-hmm. they would I'd be talking to them. Well, first of all, they wouldn't answer my phone calls. Once they knew that I was trying to get a hold of them and they knew what it was about, I could call the three different women that were working there. I could call their numbers day after day, literally for weeks on end, and they would and their voicemails all said, please return, or we'll return, leave a message, we'll return your call.
Yeah, it doesn't make you feel very served when they do that, does it?
Yeah, those public servants are serving real hard.
Right. Not one single time did any of these three ladies return a call. Not one single time in over weeks and weeks and weeks. And then when I would call them every once in a while, meaning like for each of the three different numbers, maybe once every week or so, it appears that they didn't quite check their caller ID in time and figure or remember what my number was, and they would pick up, and then I would start asking my questions, and at some point they would find some excuse. You know, some point not too far into me asking questions,
I got a cake in the oven, gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. That would happen over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if other people have hit that type of or similar types of structure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is typical of government. I mean, they have no obligation to, you know, to talk to you, right? Like, they're supposed to be open and accountable. At least here in New Hampshire, there's I think it's Amendment Number 8 of the New Hampshire Bill of Rights. It says that government is supposed to be open and accountable, which means they're supposed to answer your questions when you ask it of them. But as we've seen again and again in a recent case, and thanks, David, for the call tonight, in one recent case, our Friday night co-host, Chris Wade from thinkpenguin.com, he contacted the state police here in this region, so State Police Troop C, as they are called, after a DUI checkpoint last weekend that we talked about in detail on Friday night, and he asked for the results. You know, how many arrests did you make? What were they for? What were, you know, the tickets that you gave out? What were they for? They did respond by giving him their official press release, which did give a little bit of information. It mentioned that they made two arrests, neither of which were for DUI. They mentioned that they wrote three tickets for open container violations, but they also said they had given out multiple violations for traffic violations, for, like, you know, automotive-related, you know, violations, perhaps. But they didn't say what those were, and they didn't say how many there were. They just said multiple, which could mean two. It could mean 20. Could mean 200. We have no idea. So he called them back and asked them for that data. Oh, well, you know, thanks for giving me what you did give me, but we'd like the full data on what happened. And that's when the stonewalling started for him. Then it was, oh, well, we're not going to give that to you. Oh. Well, then I guess we'll have to file a Freedom of Information request, what they call a 91A here in New Hampshire. So he'd never done a 91A before. I helped him walk through a little bit, and he filed that, or attempted to file it, with a local dispatcher. But she told him, no, you can't file that here. You're going to have to file that in Concord, which is the state capital here in New Hampshire. And I told him that was news to me. I'd never heard of that requirement before. But he went ahead and he filed it in Concord, and then they got back to
him. One of the problems with that is once they can figure though how to give you the runaround, they then give everyone the runaround.
The same runaround.
You know, runaround, you know?
And so then he files that in Concord. Then later they finally get back to him and they say, yeah, we'll get you that information. It's just going to take up to 90 days. So the only reason why they're doing it at all is because the 91A thing exists. That law exists, and they are, to some extent, obligated to follow it once it comes into play. But until he pulled out that big gun, you know, they were just going to stonewall him completely. And it's not unheard of what David was talking about, where they will just simply not return your phone calls. As we found out in the lawsuit by the We the People organization against the federal government, I believe it was. This was like a decade ago that they did this, but they sued over Amendment Number 1 in the U.S. Constitution, which everybody knows about, the freedom of the press and, you know, freedom of religion. Those are the main things that people talk about, freedom of speech. Those are the three main points out of the First Amendment that people discuss. But there's also, toward the end of Amendment 1, they also have the right of the people to peaceably assemble. We know about that one. And then to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And the people who were filing this lawsuit said, well, we believe this means that you have to give us an answer. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court ruled against them. The Supreme Court ruled to say that no, the government doesn't have to give you an answer. You can petition them for a redress of grievances. But that doesn't mean that they have to actually redress your grievances.
I mean, for God's sakes, Americans, read it.
Yeah.
You're just allowed to petition for a redress of grievance. It doesn't say in our founding documents that we have to redress your
That's
grievances.
Right.
That's what government's about. It's all about you having grievances against it. It's an organization designed right. for you to be upset with it.
Here, have a petition.
It is the most inefficient organizational model possible.
Right.
I mean, of course there are going to be grievances. And when we attempted to redress grievances back prior to the Civil War, it just people complaining about slavery, about the government letting one person own another person. And we got sick of it. So we stopped that. And they're just not bringing it back. Goodbye.
Right. And good luck holding any of these bureaucrats accountable, because these are unelected bureaucrats that you're dealing with. I mean, you're not even going to get a state representative on the phone in most states. It's almost impossible to get through their gatekeepers. You can do it here in New Hampshire because they don't have gatekeepers. But in most places, you can't talk to those people. And if the bureaucrats of whatever department you're trying to get in touch with don't feel like talking to you, then the best you can do is go down there and, like, physically try to confront them. But then again, a lot of these government bureaucracies are behind, like, bulletproof glass windows. Well, they'll just shutter the windows or, you know, bring the blinds down if they don't want to talk to you.
Yep, see you later.
And, you know, even if you know the identity of the bureaucrat that you're trying to get answers from, there's no real path to any kind of an accountability of that. What do you do? Complain to their manager? Well, the manager's not going to call you back. So what do you do then? You bring some sort of petition to the state representatives and try to get them to give these bureaucrats a, you know, finger wagging and say, hey, you need to give an answer to Mr. Smith here. He's been trying to get answers out of you for 5 years. I mean, how long is that going to take? You can't do it. If they just don't feel like calling you back, sorry, you're just going to have to pay their salary. Because that's the worst part about all of it, right? Like, if you'd called Walmart tomorrow, and you said, I want to talk to a manager, I had a bad experience there last week, and they never put you on with a manager, you don't have to go back to Walmart. You don't have to go and do business with those people ever again. Now, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to get back to you, because they want your business. They want you to not talk badly about them. They want you to come back and spend money there again.
But there certainly are instances where people get bad service from,
yeah,
you know.
Of course. But the marketplace has systems in place. One of them is competition that makes sure that people are as honest as they can be and responsive to customer requests and inquiries and demands. Because if they don't respond to you appropriately, you can just go across the street. You can go across town. You can go to the competition. Or you can open your own competitor, as long as the government lets you. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.